Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered as you listen to the Word of God.
Glory be to Jesus. Let's continue tonight with my series on prayer secrets. Prayer secrets. What do we mean by prayer secrets? Well, simply put, prayer secrets are prayers that are being answered, or prayers that God will answer. A secret is something that gives you access to something. You see? So when I'm talking about prayer secrets, I'm talking about a way to pray that will cause answers to come. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call to me and I will answer you. Praise the Lord. So when people call and there's no answer, there's something that is being missed. So there's a secret that can cause you to call and he answers. Do you understand? So when we talk about prayer secret, I'm not talking about some mystical stuff that you gotta do in private, like you go and get a red robe, you put there. No. I'm talking about prayers God can answer. Every time your prayers are answered, you call a secret. Yeah, because God doesn't answer the prayers of everybody. I can assure you of that. Amen. Psalm 65 verse 2. Psalm 65 verse 2. All you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come. All you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come. Why do people go to God? Because God hears prayer. God hears prayer. I'm talking about prayer secrets. The secret of prayer is that your prayer should be heard. Don't just pray. Once your prayer starts being heard, it means you've unlocked the secret. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that is what I've been basically trying to unravel on these Friday prayers. Praying in a way that God can answer. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, let's start with prayers God will not answer. Can we look at that? Okay. Tell your neighbor you're at the right place. Tell him more, at the right time. With the right person. Doing the right things. Hallelujah. Ah, that's wonderful. Let's look at first prayers God does not answer. Number one, prayers God answers. But let's have prayers God does not answer. Amen. God does not answer sinners. Hey. The way you guys are taking it in, it's like I'm surrounded with sinners here. Oh. John 9:31. Now we know that God does not hear sinners.
We talk about the prayers
God does not answer.
NIV it. Can you read it with me? 1, 2, 3, let's go. Oh. Oh. Are you here?
God does not listen to sinners.
Somebody once said the first prayer God hears from a sinner is the sinner's prayer. Forgive me for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. That's okay. Now, let's start.
Isaiah 59, verse 2. Start from verse 1.
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, nor is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. Huh? But your iniquity have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. So you are having a scripture in the Old Testament that says something, and you have a scripture in the New Testament that is saying the same thing. The prayers God does not answer. You need to think about it this way. If God answers all of us, no matter what we do, then what is the use of coming to church? What is the use of obeying him, following him, doing his will, if whether you do it or you don't do it, he will answer? Huh? What is the use then? Sir, it pays to honor God. And it costs to disobey God. It pays to honor God. It costs to disobey God. It does. It does. So one of the number one hindrances in our prayers is our sins. That's why you see, even the Lord's Prayer, Jesus brought the issue of sin. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That it's a major aspect of your prayer. That you have to understand that God does not do deals with sinners. That's where it begins. Now, sins are in categories and level. Everybody is a sinner at the initial stage. Till you give your life to Jesus, and you become a saint, you become a child of God. As a child of God, you are no more a sinner. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You do fall in sin, but you are not a sinner. The other time, there were swarm of electricity in my house. I fixed it. Am I an electrician? Some of you have cooked before. You cook something small for people to eat. Are you a chef? I mean, I should not give you an apron and put a hat on you, take you to a hotel, and you say, no, you're a chef. Because, you understand what I'm saying? There's a difference between something you do occasionally and something you do as a profession. A sinner is a professional. A sinner is somebody. It's a profession. So when I say God does not answer sinners, don't say, "Hey, I'm finished." Tell your neighbor you are not a sinner. Oh no, you are not a sinner. You are not a sinner. You are what? You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You need to understand that. Say with me, I am not a sinner.
I am not a sinner.
I am what?
The
righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's who you are. But as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you do fall to sin from time to time. Not as a habit. When you are doing something as a habit, you are not the righteousness of God in Christ. You are a sinner. And how do you know the difference? The difference is that before I used to drink this thing, I needed to drink actually. It helps. I used to drink these things and I didn't have a problem. I was enjoying myself. Now when I drink it, I'm no more enjoying like before. What is happening? It's still me. It's still the same thing, but I'm no more enjoying it because I've had a change of nature. Whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. You've got a new nature now. And you are fighting to conform to your new nature. Do you understand? It's different from a person that is next door who is still enjoying the thing. Like he doesn't have a problem. That's a sinner. That's a sinner. That's a sinner. So you are not a sinner. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you do sin. Hello. I mean, I just told you I fix electrical bulbs. I do different things. It doesn't make me an electrician. So what do you do when, as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you find yourself in a compromising situation? 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. That's what you use. Are you here? 1 John 1 9. You should know it by heart. If I confess my sins, do you see? If I confess my sins, what will happen? He is faithful and he doesn't say, if I confess my sin. Sin. The sin. You don't confess the sin. You repent from the sin. The sin is the nature. That's who we are. We repent when we give our life to Jesus from those things. Do you understand? Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Not the sins of the world. The sin. Check it. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away. We're going to come back to this. I'm talking about the prayers God doesn't answer. Before we talk about the prayers God can answer. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin. The sin. What is that sin? What is that sin? We're not talking about the sins. We're talking about the sin. It is from the sin that the sins come from. What you are dealing with when you become a believer, you are dealing with sins. You are no more dealing with the sin because the root has been uprooted. The Bible says whoever is in Christ has crucified sin on the cross. His sinful nature, you have crucified it on the cross. I wish this team could work fast with me. You've crucified the sinful nature. Listen carefully. Because a good number of you, Satan has convinced you are still a sinner. Yeah, he's still, you see, you are still a sinner. You are not. You are not. And those who are in Christ have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. Amen. Amen. NIV, NLT, and another version. Those who belong to Christ have nailed the passions and the desire of, you see, their sinful nature. We're not talking about the sins you do every day. We're talking about the origin of the thing. where it is coming from. That's what the cross deals with. The cross breaks the power of the sinful nature from you. In other words, from the moment you give your life to Jesus and you start renewing your mind with the word of God, sin becomes a choice more than anything else. Sin is no more something you are being forced to do. Until you give your life to Jesus, you don't have a choice. You are Satan's slave. Yeah. But when you give your life to Jesus, Jesus breaks the grip that Satan had over you. He breaks the grip that sin had over you. That's why Satan started using temptation. Like he has to now manipulate things to convince you that what you know to not be good is good. Look, Satan doesn't tempt sinners much. Do you understand? Do you need to tempt a person to fornicate? They don't see anything wrong with it. They fornicate. They are rather finding ways to fornicate as fast as possible. And Satan doesn't need to convince a sinner that, no, this girl is not asleep with her. Nothing will. No. He's rather giving the guy tips. Do like this. Then change this. Then do like this. The main thing here is rather how fast can you do it? Not if you will do it or not. No. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he is not trying to convince the guy to do it. As for doing it, the guy has done it long since. What he's rather trying to figure is how quickly can you do it? But with a believer, with a born again Christian, it's different. He has to start with a big theory. You were here before. Remember this thing that happened. Look at your age. You are growing old. When are you going to have some? Try here and then come and repent. Like, he started manipulating, using verses to do what? Convince you that what is wrong is right. I'm talking to myself. Satan doesn't tempt sinners. They are already tempted long ago. When he is tempting them, it means he has brought something new that they haven't done before. Maybe he wants them to kill now. So it's new. And he understands that the moral of the person are against it. So he needs to build a case to convince the person. I see you breaking every temptation that comes your way. And no, I've got a verse for you. 1 Corinthians 10:13. It's a verse you should never forget. 1 Corinthians 10:13. It's a verse you should know. Look at the verse. No temptation has overtaken you except what is such as common to man. CEV it. You are tempted in the same way that everyone else is tempted. Uh-oh. There's nothing unique about your temptation. There's nothing special about how Satan is tempting you. Satan has never changed his strategy. They are the same. You are tempted the same way everybody is tempted. When you are writing metric here, somebody is writing metric in Cape Town, another person is writing metric in Port Elizabeth, they are writing the same metric. But when you look at your people and say, yo, this is too much. This is too much. These people, it's like they knew what I didn't study. Now they are coming with these things. No, your brother next door is writing the same thing. The one behind you is writing the same thing. The one in the other, they are all writing the same thing. It's metric. I know what I'm saying because Satan always makes you feel this is unique. What you are going through, nobody has gone through it before. This is a different case. You are alone. Nobody knows this. Nobody has ever gone through this. When you feel like that, you feel you are lost. You feel you are abandoned. You feel you don't have a choice. Because, you are the only one. No. You are tempted in the same way that everyone else is tempted. Temptation follows the same route for every one of us. Can I show you the route that temptation follows?
Yes.
I want to show that to you quickly. I know I'm teaching many things at the same time. I hope you are hearing. I'm talking about the prayers God doesn't answer. And I've said the point number one, God doesn't answer sinners. And it is that point that has opened this whole thing that I'm talking about now. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is how temptation works. Everybody, you are the minister, you are the president, you are the peasant, you are the poor, whoever you are, temptation follows these stages for all of us. You understand? James 1, 13. Start from verse 12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. So there's a blessing in enduring temptation. You become blessed just for enduring temptation. Like a blessing comes to you because you have... Yeah, you become blessed simply because you have endured temptation. I'll give you the example of Joseph. He endured temptation, a blessing followed. You become blessed just for enduring. May you receive grace tonight to endure, to endure, to endure, to endure. It says, it doesn't say who enjoy, endure. It means it's hard. It's hard. Can you check the dictionary? What is the meaning of endure? Check it. You guys must be fast in this church. Read in a way that we can all understand. Say again. To continue or carry, to continue or carry on. Despise. Read, continue. Okay, is it there? To keep going despite hardship and pain. To continue to enjoy. What? To continue to carry on. Despise the obstacle. Do you understand? When we say you are enjoying temptation, I mean you are continuing. You are carrying on. Despise the obstacles. Hey, there are so many obstacles. Many things on your way that is saying, no, come this side. It's quicker this side. And all obstacles are what? Shortcuts. A quicker way, you know, like there's a simpler way. There's an easier way. I mean, why will you? Why don't you just? I'm talking to myself, I tell you. These people, they don't understand temptation. These are holy people. There's a quicker way here. Brother and sister, when you endure, Bible says you are blessed. 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 Do you have Amplified? Do you have Amplified? Okay, give me this verse in Amplified. You will see what it means to be blessed. Look at Amplified. Blessed. Number one, happy. Number two, spiritually prosperous. Number three, favored by God. This is what it means to be blessed. It means when it's all said and done, you will be happy. You will be spiritually prosperous. And then you will be favored by God. And all of this because you have endured temptation. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Temptation. You endure it. This is what comes. This is what comes. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. So many blessings. And do you know how many curses are fighting believers? Many people are fought by curses all the time. There are curses fighting us. And the Bible is showing you one of the ways to release the blessing. Endure temptation.
Endure temptation. Endure temptation. Endure temptation.
Don't easily fall into temptation.
Hey, Billy.
Father, I pray that you will give us grace to endure temptation. To not easily fall into temptation. And temptation, can I say something? Temptation doesn't mean sex. Because a lot of you in the same time say, hey, I'm finished. I'm finished.
Or you are saying, ah, me, I'm sorted. Me, I'm sorted. The last time I had sex was in 2005. Since then, I've been okay. I've been enduring. It might not be so simple like that, you see. Yeah, because there are other temptations. The first temptation was not a temptation to commit sex. It was to eat a fruit. Temptation doesn't mean sex. You are finding Jesus being tempted to turn stones into bread. That's not sex. Then he's being tempted to go on top of a building and throw himself down. And the Bible says he's being tempted. Then he's being tempted to worship something else than God. So you might not have fallen into sex, but maybe you've been worshiping something else rather than God. Maybe you've been misusing your power. Not using the power God gave you for the right reasons. The temptation to use the power of God to sort out your own needs. Because here is Jesus being tempted because he's hungry. And Satan capitalizes on the hunger to say to him, use the power of God to sort out yourself. Huh? Maybe God has given you some little position and you are now using it to satisfy yourself. The temptation to use spiritual power or anything God gave you to feed yourself. Very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. It's not just sex. Oh no, there are many things. The temptation to become proud. I mean, what took the devil down? What took the devil down? Was it sex? That committed sex with angels? Female angels, I mean. Huh? Was pride. All by himself. No, nobody came to help him. He destroyed himself. A proud person self-destruct. You don't need help. You destroy yourself. You destroy yourself. You scatter your own self just like that. Yeah. Pride. The temptation to say something God doesn't want you to say. The words are here. God said, don't say it. You say, no. Right now, I feel led. I'm burning. Oh. Many believers don't know that it is not everything you know that you should say. It's a big temptation in the body of Christ. That we are unable to keep our mouth shut. We talk too much, too soon, too quick. At the wrong time, to the wrong person. Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. I'm teaching so many things at the same time. I hope you guys are fast learners. Capture what you have to capture. I'll come back to First Corinthians, and I'll come back to James, and I'll come back to the other one.
I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows. Such a one was caught up into the third heaven. Verse 3. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows. Verse 4. How he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. See this thing. Oh, yes. But he was taken up into paradise where he heard things too wonderful to tell. It is not everything you're supposed to say. New King James says again. Which is not it is not lawful. But you don't have the right to say certain things. And Paul is talking about himself in a figurative, a poetic way. And he's referring to something that happened 14 years ago. So for 14 years, Paul has been carrying this. Paul knew this thing for 14 years. He has never written about it. He has never said a word. I mean, he's been moving around. Meanwhile, he went to the third heaven. He saw things there. He has never said anything to anybody. 14 years later, at this time, he's telling people, I knew a man. He doesn't even say himself. He said, I knew a man that whether in the body or I don't know. I mean, God knows. I mean, meanwhile, he's talking about himself. 14 years later. Then he's talking. We are too quick. Hey guys, I wanted to teach, but I sense something. God is showing me something. Shut up. God is showing you nothing. Preach the word. You know, I wanted to talk about this, but I sense. God, sister, stand up. Yeah. Problems have started. That God showed you something about a sister doesn't mean you should say it now. Can you hold yourself? Preach what you are supposed to preach and leave God alone. And I know most of you are not even at that level, but I'm talking to you prophetically because a lot of you, you see those things happen all the time and you are thinking that's how ministry is. And you even start looking for things to say. Meanwhile, there's a man who knows things, but he's been quiet for 14 years. Hasn't said a word to anybody. 14 years. How many of you here will be going, even if you just see even the shadow of an angel? I mean, you see a shadow. You didn't see an angel. You saw the shadow of the angel. You write 3 books. Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3. A man has seen the first heaven. I mean, for you to be on the third heaven, I mean, you pass the first, you pass the second, you enter the third. And he didn't write a book on the third heaven, on the second heaven, or on the first, I mean, dimensions of the first heaven, revelations of the second heaven. Just in passing. The book of Enoch, that was supposed to be in the Bible, God didn't allow it. Is where everybody wants to go and read. Revelations, nobody is reading. First Corinthians, second Corinthians, nobody. But the book of Enoch, we want to read the book of Enoch. The book, give us the book of Enoch. Why is the book of Enoch not in the Bible? My brothers and sisters, there are 66 books that are in the Bible. Have you read them? You are bringing a whole argument over the book of Enoch. We have a problem. So there are different types of temptations that you're going to go through. What might be a temptation for you might not be a temptation for me. Temptations are custom made depending on who you are, your temperamental disposition, your background. Satan might tempt you with something that he cannot even try me with. And Satan might deal with me with something that for you is nothing. So you can't customize that we are all being tempted. No. You're not being tempted in the same way. I mean, in terms of the kind of temptation, but the process of the temptation is the same. Now, let's go and check the process in James quickly. Blessed, you can now go to King James. Actually, give it to me in the Amplified. I think it's good. It's good. It's good. Blessed. What does it mean to be blessed? Yes. Yes. Is the man who is steadfast under trial and perseveres when tempted. You are blessed when you persevere while you are being tempted. For when he has passed the test and has been approved, he will receive the victor's crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. There's a test you have to pass. When you are being tempted, another way to say it is you are also being tested. And observe people that are not growing. One of the reasons they're not growing, because they keep failing the same test. Now, even in the natural, if you don't pass from grade 1 to grade 2, do you move you? We don't move you. Your father cannot say, my child is too old now to be in this grade now. I mean, come on. Push him small. Is it my age? So look at the benefit of passing a test. You are blessed. And then you are approved. And then you receive a crown of glory. Look at all of that. Look at all the things that you are spitting on whenever you give in to temptation. That's what you are doing. You are trampling your crown down. You say, what is this? I don't need this. Hey! Your test, you are chowing it. I see you passing your test in the name of Jesus. Yeah, there are tests. You see, Bishop Doug preached a message, pass your test, change your rank. Pass your test, change your rank. Pass your test, change your rank. Ranks are not changed by acquaintance. Oh, I know Pastor Pascal, I'm going to go up. You stay there. Pass your test. Change your rank. Don't change your own rank by yourself. No, I'm no more here, I'm here. Says who? Pass your test. Change your rank. Pass your test. And only you and God know what is the test. Me, I don't know what is your test. But I've told you that text is not sex. It is one of the strongest ones, actually. Yeah. But not the only one. There are many other tests that God might take you through. The test to honor your parents. The test to pay your tithe. The test to live holy. The test to obey God. The test to let go of laziness and start working for God effectively. The test to work under a leader that is not so kind, but you remain humble and submissive. The test to be under somebody that you might think you know better than them. Then God puts you under. Many times in my life, I find myself with people that I actually felt I knew better than them. Yeah. But you wonder why God places you there. This is Saul. God has left Saul. God has entered David, but David is under Saul. What type of situation is this? Saul is being tested, but David is also being tested. What is in his heart? What are you going to do? And twice, he's given an opportunity to kill Saul. But he said, I will not do it. Pass the test. An opportunity to criticize Saul. I will not do it. Saul is sleeping. Unaware of anything. And David is awake with a spear in his hand. He's in the position of power. And all he needs is to give one instruction And Saul, his servant told him, just say the word, I will kill him. He told him, I will not pin twice. I'll pin once, he will die. David told him, you shall not do such a thing. He is the Lord's anointed. Cut a piece of his cloth and let's go out of here. How many times we failed the test? Because like Ham, you saw the nakedness of your father. Now that you have seen the nakedness of your father, you feel entitled to correct him. You start going around. I don't know if you guys are aware of what I'm aware of. But what I'm about to say is going to shake a few things in this place. Prepare yourself. Enter a 3 days fast. Because what I'm about to release is going to rearrange the whole thing. Wow. Japheth and Shem came like this. And they covered their father. And that test, they passed it. And until today, the Asians and the Europeans are ahead of the Africans. Simple test. It will come in many shapes and forms. The test to forgive somebody who really hurt you. Aye. Will you forgive? Will you release? Or you will take justice in your own hand and hold them accountable. It's a test. One day you'll wake up to realize that most of what your life was all about was just all about test. Most of it. You were just being tested. You're just being tested. Can you endure poverty? Can you endure not having a boyfriend? Can you endure not having pocket money? Can you endure this? What is here? What is inside? What can you stand? Can you remain stable even though this and this is not there? Can you still pray even though you don't have food? Can you still love God even though this and this is not there? Like, what is in you? You are tested all the time. All the time. Many a times we fail this test. And sometimes we pass them. Yeah. But if you can go now with this understanding, I'm always being tested at different levels. You'll be tested with money. Can you pay your tithe? Is your money now? It's in your hand. For the tithe to come out, it has to be your decision. Nobody is forcing you to do it. God is testing you with finances. Can I trust you with finances? He's testing you. God is going to test you with purity. Yeah. You're going to find yourself in a place where there are people you could actually decide to sleep with them. And you would. What are you going to do? Are you going to hold yourself and wait for the time of God? Are you going to take advantage of the power and turn the stones into bread by yourself? Yeah. Be tested, be tempted. You be tested with power. Power. A mother will come and kneel before you. Oh, my father. You also say, my daughter. Kneel down more, kneel down more. Her knees are paining. You say, my daughter, let me pray for you. Father! You increase the prayer for 3 hours. By the time you are done, her knees can't work again. Because she's calling you father, does that mean that you are a family? Are you mad? Are you mad? Are you mad? I've been tested. And you are falling for free. Oh, mama, please stand up, stand up, stand up, mama, stand up. Please, please. But the way you are now, you want people to actually see that she's kneeling down. You look first to make sure that everybody can see that mama is honoring your power. You are failing the test with flying colors. You are failing the test practically and openly. Openly. I hope you are learning something. I'm saying the test comes in different shapes and forms. But you should recognize this is a test. This is a test. Somebody sent you to buy something, they forget that they were supposed to collect the change. You also forget that it is not your change. And you change it into your money. Are you faithful enough to return a change of one rent? A change of one, can you return it? Like, there was one rent 50 cents. Here is the change. Look at us. But this is how, when God says, I know you are not ready yet, you will stay here a bit longer. But once you pass the test, without your help, without your forcing anything, you just see how certain things start coming to you. Even when you don't want them, they keep coming. Because they've been ordered from heaven, follow him now. And they start following you. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Not from your efforts. From above. God has to order the thing to follow you. If God hasn't ordered it, you're wasting your time. 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 Every good being given and every perfect is from above. It comes from the Father of light, the creator, the sustainer of the heavens. Praise the Lord. All right. Everybody here will pass their test. Let's go back to James. Let's go back to our James. Verse 12, 13. Now here's the process of temptation. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For temptation does not originate from God, but from our own flaws. Temptation doesn't come from God. God does use it as a test, but he doesn't tempt people for evil. God cannot bring a naked girl place before you say, I will see if you sleep with her. That's wickedness. God doesn't do that. You know, a bishop told me the story one time. Him and his friend, they decided to fast 3 days dry. So they said they're going to enter the bush to avoid the whole temptation. They went in the bush. As they arrive in the place, they started unpacking their clothes. Then this guy removes peanut butter. Nice peanut butter. Then the bishop asked him, why did you bring peanut butter? He said, no. We must know if we can resist. So I brought it to place it here. So for 3 days, we'll see how we can resist it. This temptation. The bishop said, okay, I think it's simple. Me, I can't resist. Give it to me. Let me eat right now. He ate it, all of it. You see, God cannot tempt you with evil. Do you understand? Evil, when you are, you see, God cannot tempt us by what is evil. And he himself tempts no one. God doesn't tempt anyone. The tempter is called the devil. When you are being tempted, it is not God. There's a person called the tempter. His name is the devil. He is the one who tempts people with evil. He said, you see, how about this? But you are seeing two things here. Look at it. Temptation does not originate from God, but from our own flaws. Something in you is making you vulnerable. Hello. There's something in you. And I don't think you and I can defeat temptation until we can recognize
that there's something in us. There's something in me. There's something in me.
But Pastor, you just said I'm the righteousness of God. Yes, I said you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I know I said it.
But there's still something in you and me. There's the nature in us.
Yeah. Now look at how the process goes. Verse 14.
But each one is tempted when he is dragged away, enticed, and baited to commit sin by his own worldly desire, lust, and passion. There's something in you that starts dragging you, starts drawing you, starts baiting you. You know a bait? It's calling you. Come this side. Come this side. How many of us, you know very well that if I go there, something can happen. But I'll just pass. I'm just gonna pass. I'm passing. As I'm passing, I'm checking. I'm just passing. I'm just passing.
Oh, I'm talking to myself.
We know very well that there's something there in this site, in this place, in this message, in this person. There's something. And it's not good, but I like it. I need it.
It starts like that. By being baited. Drawing.
We'll not throw bait in the water if we knew fish ran away from such things. I mean, if we knew that if you throw, I mean, imagine you throw a toy that's spin. Do you see a fish coming for something that is spinning in the water, making a lot of noise? It will all run away. It's a thing that shakes like this. Worm. It looks so innocent. Eat me. Then you feel power. You feel, man, look at me. Eat me. Satan knows that in us, there's something that wants to make you feel powerful. He knows that you like feeling powerful. And he will bring something that makes you feel powerful. He brings something that looks weak and you are powerful. But unknown to you, that weak thing has a hook. It has a hook. It's going to hook you. As soon as you bite, you'll be unable to remove your mouth. So it starts with you are dragged with your own worldly desire. There's a worldly desire in us. Yeah, it hasn't left even though you are born again. It's still there. I said the thing is still there. It's still in us. The desire is still there. Those things are still fighting in us. We must admit it by Jesus. If we cannot admit it, we are not helping ourselves. We are not helping ourselves. You must recognize and say, you know what? I still desire that guy. With every message I have listened, with every book I have read, with every cast box I have listened to, nah, I still desire that thing. That is your first step of deliverance. If you like, say, shaka baka 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 baka. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Look. The desire is saying, eat me. Eat me. my God, you are being delivered in the name of Jesus. Look at verse 15. Look at verse 15. Then when the illicit, do you understand what is illicit? It's not supposed to be. Understand English?
When the illicit desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. So you see, things don't start with sin. No. There is a desire. And the desire conceives. And where does the desire conceive? Your mind. Mind, yeah, or your thoughts. That's how you start arranging scenarios. You start imagining scenarios. It is here. The conception is happening here. You are not blocking the thoughts. You are allowing the thoughts to flow. And Satan is saying, this is my girl. This is a good girl. She's flowing with me. Because she doesn't know that everything that enters your life starts, first of all, by entering your mind. The conception, the womb, is the mind. We conceive babies with the womb here. But we conceive ideas and actions with this one. Every action was conceived here. Long before you kiss this guy, long before you remove something, you've removed it many times already. It's okay. Okay, let's leave this thing. Let's leave this thing. You've removed it many times. There's a particular couple that I was interviewing one time, and they were finding themselves in a very compromising position, a situation in transformation. And I needed to bring some relocalization to the whole matter. So I asked the sister, tell me this particular day, when this and this and this happened, when you went home, how were you thinking? She says, well, I thought about this and about this. I said, okay, how about this? Didn't you think about this? Of him holding you, drawing you close to himself. You know what the sister told me? I'm asking you, do you know what the sister told me? Do you want me to tell you what the sister told me? The sister told me, my mind didn't go that far. And I learned a lesson. Like, the thing I was describing was advanced compared to where they were with the devil. Do you understand? Like, the devil had not yet reached that level with her. So she told me, my mind hasn't gone that far. So what she was telling me is that I think my mind has been moving, but it hasn't reached this level that you are talking about. I learned something that day, that Satan goes in stages with us. In stages. This week, if I can just get her to think about the possibility of this. And then you think about the possibility of that, and then you don't do anything about it. You say, okay, no, that was for this week. Next week, let's push beyond this to not this. How about this? He's pushing the thing until you see yourself entering the person's house. You take out the jacket. Then you sit down as if it's hot. Meanwhile, it's not hot. You are hot. He takes you through the process of taking everything off. Until you're like Adam and Eve. And he makes you see it as something okay. Like when you look at it, you don't see anything wrong with it. Once that happened, baby, you are ready. You are ready. Even the boy himself will be shocked how you are not resisting. Because Satan broke all the resistance in the mind. By the time you are pushed, he said, go and do action. You are ready. That's why Jesus said, if you look in a certain way, you've already, because everything happens here. The whole work happens here. You don't leave the church the day you left the church. You left the church long ago. Long ago. You left long ago. The day you left is just a formality. You left long time ago. Satan has shown you another church. You've already entered the church. You are even submitting already to that church. Like he has shown you are even paying tithe in that church. He has already shown you everything. And you are looking at it and you are saying, no, this is good. Let me just look for the nearest exit. The nearest situation, the nearest circumstance that I will use as a bait. He's already arranging everything for you to be out. So some of you, you see that when his illicit desire has conceived, a woman carries for how many months? I don't ask your neighbor, how many months have you been carrying? How many months have you been carrying this thing? And you are making sure it is well fed. The thing is about to give birth. You see, it's about to give birth. When it gives birth to this monstrosity, we are all shocked. Hey! How come? Meanwhile, you were caring for 9 solid months. You were caring for 9 months. Coming up and down. Many women that are caring for the first time, you might never know she's pregnant. It doesn't show. She can carry, you never know. Yeah. Even sometimes, even themselves, they're not even aware that they're caring. Some can even, they can continue having their periods. That's how distorted the system has become. After eating chicken licken and KFC and all of that, the hormones have entered into your system. Your system is confused. Yeah. You are pregnant, but you are still having periods. Pregnant with periods.
Yeah.
Tell you. Are you here? Conceive, it gives birth to a monstrosity. Something ugly that just lands on us. In science, they call it the ugly presentation. When a baby has been born, but the birth was a traumatic event. Even the doctors are afraid. Ugly presentation. We just dish the whole Mamba on us like that. And when sin has run its course, it gives birth to death. This is the journey every temptation goes through. Every doesn't matter at which level it's happened, but the process is the same. Sin will run a course. In other words, you get in action, you start doing certain things. You start behaving in a certain way. You start doing a number of things. And at the end of that journey, something will die. There will be a separation. There will be a breakdown. Never look at death as if somebody was buried. Death is separation. That's what death is. Death is separation. 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 You are no more with this person. You are no more in this group. You are no more a part of the worship. You are no more a part of this. You are no more here. It's a separation. Something has broken. And you know, there was a conception, then there was a carrying, then there was a birthing, and then there was a running, and then there was a birthing again. And then it's death. And it's death. You hear? Praise the Lord. So this is the journey sin goes through. When you are seeing somebody misbehave, it didn't start the day they are misbehaving. No. It's from there. And many times you are sitting in churches, you are carrying a baby. You are carrying. In your thoughts, you are carrying. You are carrying. Possibilities. Things you are thinking about. Things you are imagining. Things that you are planning in the near future. Yeah. This is the process.
Now I want to tell you something today. This is the only time you are allowed to abort. This is the only time you are allowed to induce abortion. This thing. And the word of God that is coming tonight is inducing a premature, like a stillborn, something that was is not supposed to be there. And that you've been carrying and feeding. Feeding it. Calmly there. Pretending to all of us that you are here. Pretending to all of us that you are happy. Pretending to all of us that you are flowing. You are carrying something. Carrying something. There's been a conception and you didn't refuse. And there's a carrying you didn't abort. If you let the pregnancy go on, you surely give birth. But tonight, God has called you here. In His grace and mercy, He wants this thing to abort in your mind, to abort in your heart, to break that thought that this thing must end. But if you like, continue allowing it. Oh, the baby, eh? You let the baby will grow. And a day will come, you cannot carry the baby again. The baby says, no, I want to be seen. People must know me now. It's enough. 9 months is enough. 9 months, too much. I want to come out. No matter how you are holding it, no matter how you are hiding it, water will break, baby. Pah! Baby says, it's time. Get out. I want to see the world. You've been hiding this baby inside, keeping yourself as you are with us. You are here. We are flowing together. Meanwhile, another thought has entered your heart. Another thing is brewing on the inside. And you are pretending to us that you are here. You are with us. Yet you are not. That baby cannot be hidden forever. I'm telling you, 9 months will come. And the baby will say, I want to come out. You will say, you can't. I say, you push me. You will push me. You will push me. By fire, by force. You will push me out. You will push me. You will push me. Praise the Lord. Can you push what is not there? If there's no baby, there's no push. But if you let the baby, you will push. You will push. And it is the person who carries the baby that will push. You cannot carry the baby, another person pushes for you. Whether you want it or not, people will know you are pushing. In other words, soon or later, people will know where the thing is coming from. You can manipulate as you want. Once the baby cries, we'll know the baby is crying from that side. It is, go see that sister. Something is going on there. Something is going on. You can't hide it forever. You can rather abort it tonight. Pray for mercy and grace that God can break this thing off you. Help you to come clean with your life. Stand on your feet, everybody. Stand on your feet. And start praying for mercy right now. Start praying for mercy right now. Start praying for mercy. Hear my words well. I'm saying pray for mercy. So you can just say, Lord, I'm praying for mercy. Don't pray in tongues. Pray for mercy. Lord, I'm praying for mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. That's how I want you to pray. Don't pray in tongues. Pray with understanding. Lord, I'm praying for mercy. Lord, show me mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Open your mouth and pray that prayer from the depths of your heart. Everybody. Come on, pray for mercy. Pray for mercy. If there are things you want to confess, go find a corner. Confess them to God. If there are things you want God to let go, find a corner, talk to God. But don't sit there and pretend one more day. It will not help. It will not help. Find a corner, talk to God, ask God to deliver you. Ask God to break the flow of whatever is working. Let it break. Let it break. Come out of it. Come out of it. Come out of it. Come out of it tonight. The word of God has come to cut through. To cut through. To cut through. break free tonight in the name of Jesus. Kadosh, Kadosh, mighty on your throne. Kadosh, 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 have mercy, O God. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy tonight. Break every deception that Satan has planted in my mind. Break every hurt and offense that Satan has planted in my soul. Set me free, Jesus. Set me free, Jesus. What has Satan planted in your spirit? What thought has Satan planted in you that you are busy nursing? You are nursing evil. You are nursing evil. Confess it. Let it go. Break free from it. For the Lord, bring that thing out tonight. Abort it, abort it, abort that evil, abort it. Illicit desires, let them be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May Satan not destroy your destiny with lies. Break through tonight in the name of Jesus. Hey, apele sa fole karapele mandereba. Father, destroy the seed of wickedness that Satan has planted in my mind. I see it every day. I think about it every day. Set me free, Jesus. Set me free, Jesus. Have mercy on me tonight, Father. Kadosh. 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 Mighty on your throne. Kadosh, 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 Kadosh. Father, I want to be completely yours. I want to be completely yours. Without any hesitation, without any deception, without any cover up, I want to be completely yours, Jesus. Completely yours, completely yours, completely yours, completely yours. Break through my heart tonight, Jesus. Break through my heart, break through my thoughts by your word. Change me tonight, Father. Bring me back to the original state before this thing was planted in my soul. Before this evil was planted in my mind, Father, I decree an abortion tonight of this evil thought. I decree an abortion. I decree an abortion. I shall not give birth to these actions. I shall not give birth to these evil desires. I shall not give birth to disloyalty. I shall not give birth to treachery. I shall not give birth to betrayal. No, no, no. I refuse to join Judas. I refuse to join Judas. I refuse to join Judas in betrayal and deception. Help me, Lord. Tonight I pray for strength, Father. I pray for strength. I pray for strength. Help me endure temptation. Help me endure temptation to receive my crown, to receive a blessing, to fight and overcome, Jesus. Help me build my spirit. Help me distance myself from anything that is a source of distraction for my faith. Source of distraction for my faith. Help me, Lord, to distance myself from those things and those people that are not good for me, and I know it, but I keep going there. I keep going there. Father, help me. Hey, build a hedge of protection around me.
Kadosh, 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 mighty on your throne, mighty to save me, mighty to deliver me, mighty to answer me, mighty on your throne, mighty to help me, mighty to lift me up, mighty to deliver me, mighty to save me, mighty to lift me up, oh, mighty to set me free, oh, Kadosh, Kadosh, mighty on your throne. Kandora malandere masandere vele mandara mandere vala vala. Ea mandere malandere malandora mandere vala dere. Sandore male mandere mandere mandara malandere. We choose life. We choose righteousness. We choose faith. We choose the blessing. We choose the word of God. We choose obedience. We choose submission. We choose loyalty. We choose love. We choose honor. We choose Jesus. We choose the Holy Spirit. We choose purity. We choose holiness. Manderema sopele katora fele manderema. Manderema suka pele nderema. We choose faithfulness. We choose vision. We choose loyalty. We choose fruitfulness. Abundance. Strong Christianity. Kabarasike pele katora palanderema la branderema. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is strengthening somebody here. The Lord is strengthening you. The Lord is strengthening, strengthening you, strengthening you. Kola manda, kola mandelema sopalama. Manda libre gada goda baya geda. The Lord is strengthening your faith, strengthening your conviction, making you stronger, stronger than the desire, stronger than your enemy, stronger than what is fighting you. Receive strength in the name of Jesus. Receive strength, receive strength, receive strength, receive strength in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against discouragement. I come against discouragement and despair. Come against those forces that Satan has planted arrows in your soul to break you and cause you to bleed to death. I break the flow of blood. I close the wounds and I bandage the wounds by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Kadosh. Kadosh, mighty on your throne. Ora malandere masalandere mandere mandere mandere. Andere maloga la mandere masandere mandere. Shandere mandere mandora masandere magoya mandere. Shando la mandere mandele. Kadosh. Thank you, Father. Thank you for reaching us to us today by your word. Thank you for revealing yourself to us today by your word. Father, we receive the word that was preached tonight with joy and gladness. Lord, we receive with joy the engrafted word of God. We choose to become what the word says we can become. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. We are above and not beneath. We are overcoming every temptation and every difficulty that is coming our way. We shall not die in the valley. We shall rise to the mountaintop. And we shall declare the glory of God on the mountaintop. The enemy will not have the best of us. We shall not die. We shall live. And we shall declare the glory of the Lord. Because the Bible says, 7 times the righteous shall fall down. But 7 times the Lord shall raise him up. You shall be raised 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 up. By the power of God. By the power of God. By the power of God. You are coming out of that problem. By the power of God. You are breaking out. You are breaking out. You are breaking out. This is not your end. This is not your end. Something greater is ahead of you. Something greater is before you. You shall not end where you are. I see the sword of the Spirit cutting through every chain. Every chain. In the name of Jesus. Shandere baba baba baba. Come on now. Go ahead and pray in the Spirit. Release the tongues of heaven. Release the tongues of heaven and play for us the song to break every chain. Power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Release the tongues of heavens. Release the tongues of freedom. Release the tongues of heaven. Sharabalede gedeba. Subredi gedeba ledema. Sabranderebe lekatoreba. Shanderebe ledebregadeba. Lekatore manderebaliba. Tonight is liberation night. Tonight is liberation night. Tonight is liberation night. Something is breaking. Something is breaking. Something is breaking. Mashataba. 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 Holy Spirit, break through this place. Break through this place. Break through this place. Break through this place. By your power. By your power. By your power. By your power. Konamasata. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. I release that power over your life right now. I release that power over your life right now. I see the sword of the Spirit cutting through the chain. I'm gonna make you mine.
Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
There's an army rising up here tonight. An army of men and women that will not bow to the enemy. You are a part of that army tonight. I see you joining the ranks back. You are joining back the ranks. You are getting back in the line. You are coming back. You are coming back. You are coming back. Mantonima. Mantenemo. Mantenemo. Santenemo. Antenemo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are joining the ranks. You are joining the ranks. Holy Spirit, have your way, have your way, have your way. Langolima sepele katolamenda. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, have your way, have your way. My God, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God. My God, my God. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful, Father. Something has broken in the realm of the spirit. An illicit desire that was supposed to give birth to death. Sin and then to sin, from sin to death has been broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. Something has shifted tonight. In the name of Jesus. The enemy is hitting the dust tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. All power, all glory, all adoration, all praise belong to our God. Come on, celebrate Jesus in this place here tonight. Celebrate Jesus tonight, church. Raise your voice. Give him a shout. Give him a shout. Celebrate Jesus. He's a mighty man of war. He's a mighty man of war. He's a mighty man of war. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you praise, Lord. 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 Thank you for having mercy on us tonight, Lord. Thank you for sending a sharp word, sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting through the marrow and the soul and the spirit. Thank you, Father. A discerner of the thoughts of men. Thank you, Jesus. We honor your name. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. We receive grace and mercy, strength and power from above. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Oh, come and celebrate Jesus with me tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Every eye closed, every head bowed. If you want to give your life to Jesus, if you want to surrender your heart to him, the Bible says that those that belong to Christ have crucified sinful nature on the cross. You cannot crucify this thing with your own determination. You need the cross. You got to go through the cross. You need the cross. So if you are here right now and you are not born again, it is time to surrender your life to Jesus. It is time to accept the man of Nazareth as your Lord and your Savior. It's time to give him your life. I'm going to count up to three. All you have to do is to raise your hand and say, Jesus, save me. Jesus, I join myself to the billions and billions that have come to this cross. I also come to find freedom on this cross. When you hear to raise your hand and say, Jesus, help me tonight. Save my soul. Deliver me from the shackles of death and sin. And he will do it for you. He did it for me. He can do it for you. 1, 2, 3. You can raise your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. You can take your hands down. If you are here tonight, you're already born again. But there's a conviction in your heart to just recommit more fully to Jesus. Oh, how wonderful Jesus is. How lovely Jesus is. And his presence is here with us tonight in such a mighty way. It is a good place to surrender to him. It's a good place to say, Jesus, I choose you over the world. Jesus, I choose you over a boyfriend. Jesus, I choose you over a girlfriend. Jesus, I choose you over this and this and this. I choose you, Jesus. If that is at the count of three, Pastor, I want you to recommit to Jesus. I want Jesus to know that he has my heart. He has my heart. I want him to know that he has my heart. At the count of three, you can raise your hand and I pray with you. 1, 2, 3. Your hand can come up. God bless you. God bless you. Jesus, you have my heart. All of you that raise your hand first, second time, come and join me on stage. Let's pray. No clapping, just come. Walk with serenity. No clapping. Thank you, Jesus. You can come. Just come. Let's talk to God. Let's get our lives in order with the Father. Let's fix things with God tonight. He's a good Father. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. Please raise your two hands to the heavens. Repeat after me, dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you tonight. Please forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I've done evil before you. I'm sorry. I repent. Tonight, I come back to seek mercy and forgiveness. I believe you are the Son of God. You love me just as I am. But you love me too much to leave me the way I am. That's why you want to help me. So tonight, I say yes, Jesus. I'm ready to be helped. Heal me. Save me. Wash me with your precious blood. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I thank you for these precious ones. They have come to lay down their lives at your feet. Bless them. Strengthen them. Help us, Lord. May the fear of God return in our hearts. May the love of Jesus fill our hearts again. May the Holy Spirit have his way in us. May we not become insensitive to the Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. To love your presence more than anything in this world. To become a light, a shining light, that people can see you through us, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for tonight. We are grateful. We are thankful. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.